Obvious per gimel mishnah yud beis. Rabbi Yishmael loymer. The Rabbi Yishmael the stoma in mishnayis in Gemara. And Rabbi Yishmael is a tana that we find quite often as about plukta Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says that they weren't just barely plukta on details of the halacha, but there was a whole mesuris and had a dash from psukim that they were chaylik on. Rabbi Yishmael state in the Rishonim was the Talmud of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. We had earlier the Tanner of Nechunya ben Akana as a Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, and he's the Mechaber of the Sefer Al-Boyos, has brought down that he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva and Seydus HaTorah. Rabbi Kiva gave over that Chelik of Torah. Where we have our Messiahs from is from Rabbi Shimon Vayechoy, the Mechaber of the Zohar. It wasn't just Rabbi Shimon Vayechoy, of course, as he was the one who was Mesader, the Messiahs, all the different teachings, Al Derech HaRemes, Al Derech HaSoy. Al Koponim, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's main Talmud, however, was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the Mechaber of the Mechilta. It's called Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, which is the Brises on Sefer Vayikra. And there's a Shaila, and it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Shimon Hoam Suni, in Gidre Deroshes, Tadashin Essen, every time the Torah says S. And also whether Tadashin, every time there's a Prat and a Klal, whether Tadashin Klal or Pratu Klal or Tadashin Ribui and Muit, without going into the Pratum of what that means, but that means that there were Machloikis in the Eifin Hadrush. It's important to point out one basic fact, which is basic Hashkofa. When we find the Gemara going through an Arichus of Hadashin Apostle, and sometimes Machloikis Tanoim, most often they're not arguing Bechlal on the Halacha. The halacha was a mesiris, and it went midor dor, and it went over with perfect transmission. The halacha was halacha psuka. If there were machloikis in the details of the halacha psuka, in small details usually, so that machloikis was because there were shailas that cropped up that couldn't be clarified as the doris went on, because there was less authority for the Sanhedrin Agodol because of turbulence and because of the defense and because of katnas hadoris. And because of that, there were machloikis and they weren't gepaskened on. The fact that then there arose different mahalchim in Drush is not where the machloikis started. It's not where the halacha started, better said. That means, it's not the pshat that later Tanoim or Braises from Amiroim clarified the halacha through their use of different Darkei Hadrush. The Darkei Hadrush were there in order to be mechaber with that which was mesiris of halacha psuka, in Svara and otherwise. There was halacha psuka and there was systems of how to find the mekoros to those halachas b'mikra. But the etzem halacha is Torah Shebal Peh. The mikra is Torah Shebichsav. The fact that there was also a tremendous avodah yidei tanoim and amiroim of then being able to be mechaber the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh is a separate avodah. That's not the source of halacha. Later on, bidei the Goinim, the Rishonim, the Acharonim, we don't have the ability, our discussions of what the halach is, if there's a machlokes between the Rajba and the Ritva, if there's a machlokes even between the Taz, the Shach, or even by the Goinim, we don't have recourse to Drush in Psukim in order to prove our point. You never find the Rishonim argue Pshat in the Pasuk, he argue Pshat in the Pasuk als Mufoshe HaMikra, but not as an Oishin of getting, of clarifying the halacha. Our recourse to halacha psuka is from Shas Bavli, is from Pirush and Gemara. That means for us, so to speak, on a certain level, Teresh b'chsav, that we darshan to get at the halacha, in order to bring a makor to the halacha, is from the Gemara itself. This is what we saw Salanta's famous Michtav in O Yisrael, that the same way the Tanoim and Amiroim were infinitely greater in a way that we can't imagine, greater than us, they were that much closer. Tasina, their Makor was Mikra, and the Ben Chomish Le Mikra, the Ben Esser Le Mishnah, and the Ben Chomish Esre Le Talmud means Mikra as a primary source for the Halacha. Mishnah is the Halacha Sedura in the form of Halachos, and Gemara is the ability to learn out, to be made in Dover Mitech Dover. So it's a skill level. But by them, it was in Chomish, Mishnayis, and then Shmuis and Braises v'chule v'chule, what we call Gemara. And by us, it came at our primary source, our first source of information of what's in Torah is only from the Gemara. When we learn Chumash, we learn Chumash, but it's kemat not a primary source of information in terms of the halachas in Torah. So Rizal Salanta suggests understanding that the Mikra Mishnah Gemara imperative refers to Gemara and then Divrei HaPoskim and then the ability to be mafalpo, what we call lamdas. Good. That's a chiddush in that. But Al Kaponim, this is a little bit of introduction when we learn the Mishnayos of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in understanding who we're talking about. Something else interesting about Rabbi Shmuel is that even though he was one of the Gedolei Hador in the same Dor as Rabbi Kiva, Lamashal, the Tanner of Meir, it's brought down the end of the first Perek in Yevamos, first learned by Rabbi Shmuel, and then he had more Hatzlach, he went to the yeshiva of Rabbi Kiva. So it's two different yeshivas, and as always, Gedolei Tanoim were Talmidim of whoever the Chachmei Hador were. Rabbi Shmuel used to come to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, he participated, was one of the Gedolei Hador. It's called Holchei Usha. Gemara quotes, those that would come to Usha. Usha was the place after the Sanhedrin left Yavne, they went to Usha. And that's already the door that's 20, 25 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gadol Hador then was Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Kiva was one of the Gedolei Hador, and he became the Av Bezdin after the Ptira of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. At the beginning of the revolt of Bar Kochva that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel was killed, and that was Rabbi Kiva's simin that it wasn't meant to be Matzliach, because if it would have been Mashiach, then Rabbi Shmuel would have lived to see it. It's not clear, by the way, if Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Kiva, his name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. There is on the record Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. Obviously, if he's called Kohen Gadol, he was Bechaye Dor HaChubni. He was killed together, we say, in the Piyutim of the Asar Arugi Malkus with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the last Nasi of the Tkufas Bayis Sheni. L'chore, this Rabbi Shmuel is not him. Whether his name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and he was a grandson of the first Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in Kohen Gadol, is a Machlekes Rishonim. There's a Tosfos in Yevamos about it with other Rishonim. So the memory of Rabbi Shmuel goes like this. Rabbi Shmuel, I may have a kal l'roish v'noyach l'tishchoyres. First taich. Kal means have an easy relationship with, have an easy enough time in becoming close l'roish for somebody who's an adam choshuv. He's a head, he's a ish choshuv. V'noyach, with somebody who's young, don't be mezalzel in him, but benachas, with equilibrium. Don't be quick to run out. Don't be kal with him. Kal means, in this case, not chilled. Kal means easy to make yourself nizbatel to him. Tishchoyres is a term used for somebody who's young, because shchoyres means somebody with black hair. Shchoyres is somebody who's young. So with somebody who's young, don't be so quick to become a chosid of his, a talmud of his. Somebody who's older has what to give. That's the relationship one should have with zakenim. V'avim kabel is kol adam b'simcha. Kol adam means kol adam. That's everybody you should have a relationship of warmth, of interest, of caring. That's b'simcha, a good skite. But in terms of being this battle of seeking out their companionship, and the highest madrega is kal l'roish. So Rabbi Shmuel is giving us over here principles in who to accept and who to push oneself to become close with. Mishnah Yud Gimel, let's see Rabbi Kiva Aymer. Rabbi Kiva over here is mentioned in conjunction to Rabbi Shmuel, because like we said, they're the Bali Plukta. Schoik v'kal l'roish Magilin la'erva. Mefarshim see this as maybe a hemshich to what Rabbi Shmuel said before. Mekabels kol adam b'simcha, but not with tzchoik and kalas roish. A leichtkeit, joking around, a lack of seriousness, that means that a person is living without gedorim, without fences, without boundaries. It's easy enough to be margil oneself to erva or something that that diminishes the person's status. Mesoiris, siog la Torah. The same way there's
a siog, a fence in place, when a person wants to protect himself from compromising situations and relationships, one should work on having a certain seriousness, a certain Kabbalah's oil. The opposite of Schoik v'Kalas Roish, the siog la Torah, which is the siog that Torah should be, all halachs and Torah should be, all mitzvahs and Torah should be done completely properly, and all Torah shebuchsav, Torah shebapeh, every halacha should be protected, guarded, and nishma b'shleimusoy, the siog is that, is miseris. Miseris over here refers to what the Mefarshim call chaseris v'yiseris shebatera, zeh shteit in Rav. The miseris over here, as you look on the side in the Chumash, is the miseris in which words say in which places. Which words are spelled the kri and exiv, spelled with less letters, more letters. The chizuk of Torah shebichsav being with an exactitude is mechayiv daikonus in all of Torah. Mefarshim give dugmois, the word sukkos is spelled sometimes mole, chosid teaches how many walls of a sukkah have to be mole, shalim. The examples are, you can look at the mefarshim for examples. The point is that there's a siyog to safeguard the integrity of kol ha-Torah kula, Torah shebichsav, all the halachos of Torah shebaal peh that are nidrash from Torah shebichsav. The mesoris is a siyog for that. Maisris, siyog la-oisha, this is something else. The commonality over here is the siyog. Ever, there's a siyog, schoik v'kalus roish. Torah, shlemus ha-Torah, there's a siyog of mesoris. And for a person's physical well-being, oisha, that person should have shef in his life, the siyog is keeping maisris. Maisris means that a person has, in every part of his life, the Ribbono Shel Olam. 1/10 means it's a, in every one, if you want the one, you want a Dovah Sholem, give the Ribbono Shel Olam the zero. Not zero, but give the Ribbono Shel Olam a meaningful chelik. Maiser creates a shefa, a tzinor, of siyata deshmai in one's panosa. Nidor, siyog leprishus. Chazal frown on a person who makes nedarim out of anger, but if a person is making a neder in a very careful, defined way in order to protect him from overindulgence in Elam Hazeh, then it's a davar chashuv. So it's a siyog leprishus for a person to become less dovuk in Yana Elam Hazeh. Siyog lachochma shtika. If a person wants to guard that he should be a pnimiyistika person, a person whose every thought process of his has to do with chochma, so Memela, he's careful with the words that come out of his mouth. The Rav has Narichus Dvarim, the Pasuk says, V'agisa b'yayim v'layla. What are we talking about? Shtika mirachilis v'loshen hara, stam yisurim. That, of course, the person should be shosak from. We're talking about shtika even from stam talk. It's nothing wrong. The Rav brings the Pasuk in Mishlei. That means when a person is empty, it makes a lot of noise. The Gemara says, v'loshen, you drop a coin into an empty container, kish kish lagina, an empty coin, it makes noise. When something is full of toichin, so it's quiet. Usually people who are quiet means they're living a more pnimiyistika life. That's the siyog of chokhma, is keeping a certain fence on one's talk. So l'chayr Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah is siyogim in different areas in life. Personal, Avodas Hashem, different chalokim of Torah, and so on.